The Fumbled Anthology presents Inversion, a Call of Cthulhu scenario written by Alex Gillott and Bud Baird, featuring Alex Green as Yves Toussaint.
Billy, be quiet, I'm trying to think.
Emily Moxon as Dr. Amelia Taylor.
Now, is Zakhar more of a concept for you, or is that an actual person? Describe him to me, or describe the concept of Zakhar.
Jan Roger as Clark Blake.
Yeah, Billy, mate, you just need to calm down. I don't want to do this.
Liam Braid as Will Billy Baker. It's just a prop, isn't it? It's just a prop. Where are your cameras? Get us out of this shit. We're done here. I'm going home. And the Keeper of Arcane Lore is Alex Gilliot himself. Part 4. Billy's Breaking Point.
Your first sensation as this pulse passes is just a sense of darkness and quiet and almost a kind of calm. But you still have this sort of wave of nausea that sort of is sort of overwhelming. You're not throwing up, but you definitely feel like queasy and uneasy on your feet. The pulse itself was horrendous. It felt like it not only passed over you, but it felt like it passed through you. It was almost like the sound was you could feel it passing through internal organs and moving through various parts of you that you weren't even aware of. And I need everyone to make sanity rolls.
Just personally, even hearing it, I want to individually make a sanity roll.
Well, is Billy still suffering a bout of badness? Or
No.
Was I paying attention to
at this
that?
Point? He. Yeah,
I tried to save you, Billy, but no.
Yeah. Yeah. No. I was gonna say at this point.
Okay. Well, I failed my sanity roll as well. Yves it looks okay. Like at the door.
He was so I Billy was hearing all that as well.
Mm. Okay. All right, so who failed?
I failed as well.
I failed.
Oh, geez, okay. So, Yves. Yves, 5.
Billy failed.
Oh. No.
Billy, 2.
Well, that's me indefinitely insane. Thank you.
Clark, 4. What about Amelia?
I passed. Don't know how.
Okay. So, you only take 1. There is, like I said, the physical manifestation of this just flew through you, and it seemed to, like I said, it's almost like it crawls over you. This pulse, this must be the pulse that you had heard about.
I lost 5, so I'm gonna roll intelligence.
Yep.
Yes. Is that? Oh, no. I thought I rolled a 97, but it was a 67. So, yes, I succeeded my intelligence roll. So, I'm going to have a temporary bout of badness.
All right. Yeah.
So, quick question about the rule. So, I've lost 8 sanity. So, when do
you lose?
Do I do no, roll a thing?
You lose when you get to 20% of your total.
70.
Yeah. Oh, 70 when you lose 14. 14.
Yeah.
Me, I have lost my 20%. I'm indefinitely insane.
Oh, good.
Okay. All right. hang on. Let me do the. Let me do Yves first. Where are we here? Yep. So roll a d12 for me.
That is a 7.
Okay. So Yves, this pulse passes through you, and you feel it, and you're going in this horrible thing. You wake up with a start. And in your own bed.
Oh.
It was just a nightmare. Oh. It was all a nightmare.
That was strange.
There's sunlight coming in through your room. You're in your own bed. What would be his perfect morning? What is Yves' perfect morning?
Baguette for sure.
A little maybe head out onto my balcony that overlooks the palace skyline. Have a cigarette. Maybe read the paper. It's very, very cliche, but I might have a croissant.
And it's already there waiting for you. There's a nice cup of a nice pot of either tea or coffee, whichever Yves prefers in the morning.
Lovely.
The sun is just warm on your face, and the rest of you see him standing there with this big smile on his face, just staring off into the distance. As he enjoys this moment of relief. It was just a dream. It's nothing at all. It's fine.
That was a strange dream. Whew. I wonder what kind of bullshit Macron's getting up to these days. I pretend to pull out a newspaper.
you open the newspaper and look, and then you put the newspaper down and you see the facility again. You're back. You see the body over there in the corner, its head missing. You see the others sort of, kind of clutching themselves and retching from this recent experience. You feel a wave of cold go through you and this nausea as you realize that you're back. You're here. And it's going to leave you catatonic for 1d4 minutes. Okay. As you're shocked to be back in this place again.
I roll a 2.
This moment of freedom, nothing but a cruel lie.
Oh, mon dieu. C'est horrible.
And meanwhile, you hear pop off in the cell, and he's shouting something unintelligible to you, not even in Russian. If you try to use the translator, it comes up with nothing. But you pick up the name he's shouting, Zakhar. He will ravage your dreams. He will ravage your dreams.
What's he talking about?
William Clark Amelia Yves. William Clark Amelia Yves. He will ravage your dreams. All of you. All of you! And the lights have dimmed a bit. The detention cell is dark, and you can still hear this madman in there shouting about Zakhar ravaging your dreams and with this in Russian as he's you hear the sound of banging, like bang 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 from in there, you feel it gets a little cooler, it all sort of passes now. Is everyone? I'm trying to remember. Is everyone in the detention area at the moment, or are you elsewhere?
I think we're all in there.
Okay. Just to sort of refresh your memories, the detention center itself has four basic cells. They have solid metal doors with what they call a Judas gate, which is basically a little sliding door that you can kind of peek in. There's a desk that's been smashed somehow, almost as if it was crushed by something heavy. There's the remains of a Russian soldier on the ground, his head missing. I believe you guys found the book that he had apparently been reading, something about a Yeti. It was a fictional book, looks like a dime store novel or something like that. But there was also some, sort of the sense of cold that you felt over near the body. But it's suddenly incredibly quiet. Even the sound of the the sort of ambient noise in this place, plus the sort of background klaxon, all sounds very sort of muted, more muted than it was before.
I can't remember if it was the pulse or seeing the body, but one of those things has made me indefinitely insane. So do you have a way that you want me to manifest this insanity?
Yes. I'm going to have you roll a d12 for me, please.
Okay. 4.
You have fucking had enough. You've had enough of this shit. It's just one. It's like one last thing too many, and you just want to hurt someone and break some shit. You're going into a rage, but it's not. I'll let you decide how you want to direct it. But it's basically this. You're just pissed off at this whole situation. You're done. So how does that manifest in for Billy?
I think it's a escalation of him wanting to believe it was just a TV show or a YouTube prank to begin with, and I think the insanity is like oh wait, what accent was I doing? Oh, this fucking YouTube channel. What the fuck is what's going on? That's enough, and he starts yelling out for the cameras like. That's it. End this shit. Cut this shit. What the fuck is going on? And he's like, his body. It's just a prop. You had enough of your fucking props. And he just like starts beating up on this dead body on the floor. And he's just like ripping at it. And he's like ripping at the guts. Like, it's just a prop, isn't it? It's just a prop. Where are your cameras? Get us out of this shit. We're done. We're done here. I'm going home.
Yeah, for the rest of you guys, this is chaos because Billy is freaking out, attacking this corpse.
Basically, you know, kind of, mutilating this corpse. It's just a prop.
So he's screaming about you know, props and YouTube, and still from the cell you hear the banging, and you hear this guy screaming about Zakhar, and it's just, and now the sound of the alert klaxon has begun to sort of come up again, and you hear the voice. A Russian voice speaking over the loudspeaker in the background. It's again, it's sort of muffled, and it sounds a little weird now. It sounds almost like it's being played backwards. You know, it has to kind of like, but it's hard to tell because it's Russian, which already has that. You know, many of you aren't familiar with, but it's kind of, you know, as it's sort of almost like it's rewinding in a way. It's between the two of these, it's hard to concentrate on anything. What is Eves doing?
Billy, be quiet. I'm trying to think. Okay.
Shut the fuck up, man. You're in on this too, aren't you?
Just get the scene in my head. So there's a crazy Russian guy in a cell. He's got a journal. I want the journal. There's Billy's on the other side of the room beating up a corpse. Crazy British guy beat up a corpse. I'm not concerned with him. He is just a silly Englishman. He does not know what he's doing. I'm going to try and probably go to Dr. Amelia and be like, can you make sense of this, of the man in the cell? Do you think he is dangerous? Because I want the journal. I want to read it. I think it might be helpful. Billy, be quiet!
Dr. Amelia looks really shell-shocked. So even though she's experienced a whole range of different patients and different presentations, I think the combination of the pulse alongside the presentation of what's happening and the kind of dissonance between reality, I think she kind of just blink at you and go, what?
Okay, you're useless as well. Clark, how big is Clark?
I think he's like 6 foot. He's quite big, to be honest.
Okay, yeah. Like Clark, you hold Billy down. He is. You don't want him to hurt himself. Yeah.
Okay. I will go over to Billy and be like, Billy, step away from the body.
Oh, I'm definitely lashing out at that. Get the fuck off me! I'm gonna swipe an arm out at him. Tell him get off.
I'll try and like grab.
I'm actually violently doing this.
I'm gonna try and restrain
Clark,
him.
He's not in a position to be able to respond to that. Not right now.
Okay.
Just let Billy be for a little bit.
Okay. I'll step away. Clark steps away.
I don't know. I threw an arm at you. I think I need to do a fighting brawl roll.
Yeah. Go for it.
15? Nah, just missed. Oh, no, it is 50. Pass. Got it. Yeah.
Okay. Dodging or fighting back?
I would definitely try and dodge, I think.
Okay. Yeah, give me a dodge check.
Roll that. It's terrible. 86.
So no luck, I assume? No using luck?
Oh, yeah, no, that's terrible.
All right. So yeah.
Billy's big and solid bloke, so... I'm gonna hit you in the face.
Now was this an actual attempt to harm, or was it just like kind of get the fuck away from it? Kind of
still thing? Gonna hurt.
Oh yeah, no doubt. Yeah.
Hit him in the face.
My thought is if you were just trying to push away, then I'd make it a D3.
No. I was going to hit him.
Oh okay, so damage bonus, and I'll go for it.
You said I'm in a violent rage. This is a violent rage.
Oh yeah. Yep.
I do 3 damage to you.
Ow!
I've clocked you in the jaw.
Yeah, you run your bell with that one. You feel taste blood in your mouth. Your head is ringing.
I'm done here. And I leave. I walk out of the room.
And Dr. Taylor, you as sort of Eve sort of broke you out of your sort of stupor. You notice that the noise in the cell has gone quiet, and you hear the voice of the prisoner, in sort of a low hissing tones going,
Dr. Emilia Taylor, Dr. Emilia Taylor.
I want to go home. okay. Is it Novikov? Because he said his name, didn't he?
No. Popov. Yeah, his name is Popov.
Popov. Yeah,
Dr. Popov.
all of my training says to go along with a delusion until it's a danger to anybody else. So he might believe that he's someone else. I'm just trying to come back to like the handbook, the documentation that I've got in the back of my head. All the while internally I'm just like, this is horrifying. I've got one insane person over here. I have one within a cell. Billy's stormed out, correct?
Yeah, I've walked out of the room.
Okay. I'm just
watching these two, so yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna just let you do that. And I start walking back up to the bars and I go, Popov, I'm here. What are you seeing? What do you need?
Well, there's not bars. It's a solid door with like a little sliding sort of window sort of thing. But the window's currently closed, I believe. Yeah. But you hear on the other side,
Dr. Emilia Taylor.
I'm here. Talk to me.
Have you seen Zakhar yet?
Come again?
Have you seen Zakhar?
I can't say that I have, but tell me what he looks like. Who is this Zakhar?
He is the master of dreams. He comes in your dreams. As he did in mine. And he soon comes for you. You next.
Okay, first of all, you do that too well. Like, I'm sitting in a country far away, and I'm... Like, I have... No, thank you. But she's going to respond with... And how did he come to you in your dreams?
He showed me things. He is the reason you are here. I sent the plans. I sent them. Someone made it, didn't they? Didn't they?
Are you referring to the inversion machine?
Yes, yes, yes. Someone made it, didn't they? It worked. It worked.
And what does the inversion machine do?
It brings us to Sakaar. It brings Sakaar to us.
Now, is Sakaar more of a concept for you, or is that an actual person? Describe him to me, or describe the concept of Sakaar.
Do you want to read about him? I have my book. He says I can give it to you.
I'd be grateful.
But
I'm
only
honored.
To you.
Okay, show me the book.
Okay, do you open the little slider then?
Yep.
Okay. He kind of screeches as it opens, and his eyes are literally right there behind the slot. And he sort of holds the book up into frame, sort of to show you.
It is here. It is here.
It's actually like it's thick, but it's kind of a small notebook. It won't quite fit through the little gate, unfortunately.
You would, of course, we're gonna have to open the door. Okay. Okay, I can see the journal, but I can't exactly take it. Do you want to tell me what's in the journal?
It would be better if you read it.
The book's always better than the movie.
Tell Billy to look out behind him.
Okay.
Out in the hall? Billy.
I'm so stressed.
Billy, you are you just kind of stormed down to the hall, right?
So I've stormed out and I'm looking in the direction that looks most likely to have an exit. Or do they have like emergency exit routes signs? Like, you know, the green signs? Do they have something like that?
No. The Russians really weren't too worried about safety features. No, but you're sort of looking back and forth at the doors, trying to decide. There's a door on your right, a couple doors on your left, and you're sort of back and forth. But it's starting to wear off now. You're starting to come down, and you turn around, and you're face to face with a Russian, and he's like almost to your nose, and he's got this sort of dead look in his eyes with bloodshot, kind of dark circles around him, like he hasn't slept in weeks. And his hair's kind of messed up. And you hear this kind of like tick and sigh. And you realize he's rolling the chamber of a revolver. And he clicks it. And it clicks. Pointed right at your chest. And he spins it again.
Do I have a chance of dying?
and he puts it to his head.
Oh.
Click. What do you do?
He obviously didn't die.
Nope, but even after he pulls the trigger, goes click, he pulls it and then he spins the chamber again.
Are you playing Russian roulette with you?
Yeah, I assume.
Oh no, he by his motions, it looks like he's going through this process. It looks like he's getting ready to point it back at you now.
Oh, okay. Look, I'm still angry. I'm just going to clock him in the jaw as well.
All right. Give me a roll.
Well, if I die here, we might have to retcon this so I can keep playing.
Yeah, all you need to do is succeed. He's not dodging or fighting back.
Okay. No, like, I'm still angry. I'm still in a bit of a rage. I'm like, nah. Like he's in on it. Fuck you too, man. Hard success.
Okay, yeah, you deck him. give me a damage.
Mm-hmm. So my unarmed is 1d3 plus damage bonus, and I've got a good damage bonus.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's 2 plus 2 plus 3, 5.
Okay, yeah, you crack him, and he kind of staggers back, and you probably broke his nose. The nose is now sort of broken and bleeding. As his head snapped, a tooth went and you know, tinkled, you know, clattered to the floor. And he just sort of, he physically reacts, but you don't see any kind of emotional reaction as he spins the chamber again.
Oh, he doesn't drop the gun?
No. But he does point it at you and go click again. Well, actually, I don't know if it goes click. Give me a luck roll.
Gosh. Got a lot of scenario to go. I don't want to die. I failed.
Okay. It goes up. You guys all in the other room hear a gunshot.
I'm probably tending to Clark at this point. Maybe doing first, giving him first, trying to give him first aid with what I've got. So I'm kind of fire resolve that first, and then we hear the gunshot.
You can do the first aid.
Yeah, sure. So it's 25 on 30, which is a success.
Okay.
So I'm like, yeah, Clark, he got you good, didn't he?
Yeah, just...
You get a hit point back for that.
Yeah. Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
I was going to say, probably just snapping your nose back in the place. Like,
I don't know what's going on with Dr. Taylor over there, but I hope it's all good. And then gunshot. What the fuck was that?
Fortunately, it's only 2 points of damage from the revolver as it goes off. You manage to flinch in time, where it just probably it's a flesh wound. It's not bad, but you take a gunshot as this thing goes off, and he sort of drops his arms to his sides as if you know, defeated.
Me,
and just stands there.
Oh, the Russian.
No, the Russian does. Yeah, he just drops his hands like he's defeated as he just drops his hands to his side. He's still staring at you with those dead eyes. But you all in the other room hear this gunshot now.
I have a reaction, but give Clark and Eves a go, I think.
Yeah, yeah. Obviously, Dr. Amelia, you also hear the gunshot, which I'll let you react to.
I think there is a man with a gun outside. Do we have any weapons?
No.
Actually, give me a spot hidden. You guys are over by the body. Clark and Eves, give me a spot hidden.
27 on a 25. I'm spending 2 points of luck to make that a success.
Okay.
Wow, that's a 16. Yeah.
What was that?
16 for me as well. So okay. Good.
Yeah, you notice... as you sort of look around for weapons, you do notice that this you presume was a guard. He does have a sidearm. It's covered under some gore, and you know this bit of like, you know, lower, you know, small intestine sort of hanging over the handle of it. But he has a pistol. If you're willing to uncover it,
I think I see something. Quick.
Although if you're gonna try and take it, I will require a sanity check. You won't necessarily lose any sanity from it, but you're gonna need to make the sanity check in order to get yourself to like move his internal organ aside to get it.
I probably made a miss of those internal organs, and that's why it's a bit gross.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, fair enough. It's worse than it would
have been. I think there might be a pistol. That man must have a pistol, Clark. You might be able to use that. Dr. Terry, you're right. You look like you've seen a ghost.
I'm okay, but I don't think Billy is. We need to go check on Billy. Do I still have my taser in my bag?
Yeah, yeah. You had anything that you had. Yeah,
you have a taser.
I'm a lady in America. I got a taser in my bag.
Yeah, that's true.
Plus, I work in a psych ward. Absolutely not.
We don't know. I don't know what's going on with Billy, but we need to look. You need to look out for yourself. I don't know what's going on with this man with a gun, but I don't know if Billy has a gun. I did not see Billy with a gun, so it's probably someone else out there. We need to be careful here. No point going after Billy and killing yourselves in the process. How'd you go with the general?
I can't get it through the grate. I think we'll have to open the door.
Okay. Do you think she's going up to something?
Eves, not the time. We need to go help Billy. We can come back. This guy's in a prison, okay? We'll get the journal, but right now we need to go help Billy.
What's Clarky doing?
Okay.
Clarky's going to pick up the gun.
All right. Give me a sanity roll.
That is a 66, which I think is a failure. Yep, that's a failure by one, I believe.
Okay, so you psych yourself up to do it. You're gonna get it. It's not gonna be any problem. It's nothing. And you pick up the little intestine and move it, and you suddenly push aside, but it's translucent enough where you just make out a bit of identifiable food, sort of little in there, a little kernel of corn or something, just in the thing, and it's just that mental connection that you realize. And you're like, nope, and you drop it and back away and can't touch it and you know, kind of gag as you move.
Yeah, I'll just go over and just start gagging and just like put my hand lean against the door.
Yeah. So the Eves and Dr. Taylor, you guys step outside.
Oh no, I'm not stepping outside.
Oh, you're not? Okay. Just Dr. Taylor.
No. I think I see Clark going for the gun and retching away, and I just sort of like look disapprovingly, and I have a crack at myself.
Okay.
Oh no! I rolled a 60. That is higher than my sanity of 42, so I can't do it either.
Yeah, it's just a little too much to do. I mean, I'll let you do it, but if you want to do it, it'll take a sin. You'll take a small sanity loss from it.
Don't have enough sanity to lose. This is not good.
You hear me all yelling right. Just from outside the corridor.
It'll just be 1 point. Just 1 point.
Oh, we hear Billy. Okay.
Don't worry about the gun. It doesn't matter. I pull out my taser and I like awkwardly start walking out of the room. Billy, are you okay?
Where did she get the taser from?
At what point did they walk out? Did they walk out before I got shot, during me getting shot, or after?
No. They heard the gunshot, so it's going to be after. But as they walk out, you know, it's right after this guard has just sort of slumped and he's just. He lets the gun clatter to the floor, and then he just sort of sits back against the wall and slides down and kind of curls up a bit.
Oh, I was going to say my initial reaction is not to back down at all and full on tackle him and just beat the
shit. Oh sure, yeah,
out of
you
him.
Can do that, sure.
I'm incensed. I just like full on tackle him and start like, you know, straddle him and start beating the shit out of him.
Honestly, if you just want to roll damage, because he is not going to resist you whatsoever.
And then the others are walking out and seeing, like, you know, we're going full level rage here. You know that look in someone's eye, like how going completely red with rage and just like.
Well, give me at least one more damage roll.
That's 3 plus my damage bonus. 4, so 7.
Ooh, yeah. Yeah, as you guys come out, you see Billy on top of this Russian soldier
just going to town.
He's basically pounding into his face, and there's not much left of his face after the second hit. There's, you know, the bones are broken, one of the eyes is sort of dislodged slightly, and it looks like he's getting hauling off to do it again. Those keeping track, this is the second body that Billy has mutilated within the past. 3 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Clark, you're probably the biggest of us, aren't you? As in, like, the biggest character. Strongest.
Yes.
Excellent. I'm going to pass my taser to you, and I'm going to be like, you need to tase Billy. He's done.
All right.
I can't get in there.
I will approach Billy. Yeah, Billy, mate, you just need to calm down. I don't want to do this.
You
had the element of surprise.
That's all you had.
Yeah.
You did not understand the assignment.
Mate, I'm just a good guy. I'm just, you know. Just,
do you want to wreck on that? Do you want to just take me?
No.
Alright, how about I do like a power roll to see if I like continue my rage or if this is what snaps me out of it. Maybe.
Yeah, I mean honestly you would have already begun to snap out of it at this point. It's been enough rounds, but if you wanna try and not do that, yeah, if you wanna make a power roll.
I think character wise he's still in the rage, so he's gonna have a short temper to anything. So
yeah.
This is basically deciding if I like immediately react or go.
As soon as it looks like you're gonna be aggressive with me, I'm just gonna tase you because you're
this. This roll is deciding if I'm gonna look aggressive to you. All right.
Dr. Taylor is just like rolling her eyes and is like, "I gave a simple instruction. I don't understand how you didn't get."
I passed by three, so I look up and I'm like, you know, you doing that heavy post rage panting. But it doesn't look like I'm going to hit you.
Oh, yeah, good. All right.
What the fuck do you want?
Billy, you need to calm down, mate.
Me? I need to calm down. This is bullshit. Those YouTubers brought us here. They've locked us in this place. We need to fucking get out of here.
Yep, it's all bullshit. I know, it's a bad situation to be in, but we've got to keep a level and calm head on us. Right?
And they sent this fucking Russian actor in here to shoot them.
Sure, Billy. I'll look back at Amelia and just be like...
I'm mouthing at you. He's the motherfucker! That's what I'm mouthing at you!
He seems talking.
I'm leaving.
You gonna be good, Billy?
Yeah,
I'm leaving. Leaving.
Taser is a handgun check for that.
Oh, is it?
Oh, so it's like a
it's a shooting one.
So it's a shooting taser.
Yeah,
like a police taser.
Well, actually, is it or is it the hand taser?
You can get two. There's two different varieties. You can get the police style taser is like it's. You shoot, it shoots little barbs out,
right.
And you can just get the handheld one, which is like a, you know, the classic
so
one you see.
Yeah, is it a projectile or is it just the hand one where you have to push it against them?
I would say it's probably the projectile one because that would have kept me safe. Like if somebody ever tried to be aggressive with
me,
I'm not
quite sure. So in this case, it'd be just a handgun, firearms handgun.
Off you go.
Amelia's still mouthing at you. Tase him.
Yeah, all right. I'll pull that trigger.
I did cock you in the face.
Yeah, I know. That's the main reason. But also, if it fails...
If Eves was here, there would be no hesitation. You would have been tased long ago, my friend.
Next time I'm asking Eves.
Handgun?
Yeah, oh yeah. He hates him. He actually hates him.
The handgun to the wrong person, I think. Firearms handgun, right?
Yep.
Yep.
I needed at least 20. I rolled a 61.
Okay. Yeah. So you hit the Russian. Well, now corpse.
Yep.
Which alarmingly probably like kind of shudders a bit because he's just barely dead. So like, you know, this little twitch in the skin as it, you know, jolts him. But Billy is left unaffected.
I do need to de-escalate this, but I don't think my reaction to me...
They've just shot at you, Billy.
I know.
They've just shot at you, Billy. What are you going to do?
I should react, but for the sake of the scenario, I need to also de-escalate.
Dr. Taylor's going to walk up to you. Dr. Taylor's going to walk up to you and like, shaking her head at fucking Clark. Like in one job. And she's going to come up to you and she's like, Billy, I'm going to hug you and you're going to stop.
Okay.
Give me psychotherapy. Sort of
what role is this going to be?
Well, for her, it's psychotherapy. She's trying to talk you down, basically.
Ooh, got a 20. Yep, that's a hard success.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, so, describe what you... Yeah. What are you doing? You're hugging me.
So I'm walking up to you. I'm asking for consent. In terms of I'm going to come up, I'm going to touch you, I'm going to start calming you down. So it's like, Billy, I'm coming up to you. You need to stop. I'm going to put my arms around you, and I want you to just breathe.
I think Billy starts crying. This has been the Fumbled Anthology. New episodes are released every Sunday. And for more information, please check out our website, fumbledanthology.com, or seek us out on the social media of your choice. See you next week.